This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to do a little more supply chain now, also shipping of a sort, with this observation. Crude oil rose 3.5% today, still, though, below $40 a barrel, relatively cheap since we are not flying and driving the way we used to. And that means the infrastructure that moves all that oil and gas through this economy is feeling it. Austin Golding is the president of Golding Barge Line, based out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. They move petroleum products up and down that river. Austin, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
Hey, so look, it occurred to me as we were thinking about calling you back that you must have operations and people, not just in Vicksburg, right, but all the way up and down the Mississippi River, which means you're dealing with state health authorities and state regulations and all of that stuff as you try to manage through this crisis, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially in Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Florida. We employ people from 11 states that travel through all of those states to get to work. So, yeah, we've really had a lot of information to try to gather and coach around.
How are your people doing? It's none of my business, but has anybody gotten sick?
Well, we have. We've had a few positives. Luckily, nobody has been hospitalized. But we've also been able to eliminate an outbreak on a boat, more than about two crew members.
Oh, wow.
And we've had a conference call every 2 weeks where we have the entire crew from every boat do a stand down meeting. And, we have a physician that can answer medical questions rather than us in the office trying to do that. We found that physician really gave them a lot of confidence. And when he tells you that this is real and you need to respect it and you need to take care of yourself so you can come back to work, that sounds a lot better coming from a physician than somebody that's not an expert. So that was our angle.
How much of your time as a guy running the family business, couple of hundred employees, right, trying to keep it afloat in a really bad economy, which we'll get to in a second, how much of your time is spent dealing with coronavirus and COVID and all the rest of this?
Well, it's kind of a mixture of every single decision we make. All of our business has been affected by it, every load and every discharge. So, you know, we're still making the exact same decisions we did before, but with a COVID flavor to them. I mean, it's a constant thought and a constant factor for us to consider.
Let's remember here for a second that your business is transporting petroleum products, right? And
yes,
oil
sir.
And petroleum have been getting clobbered in the market because demand is so low. That's got to be playing into you and your company's bottom line.
Absolutely. This has been the roughest disruption that we've dealt with in our company's history. And we're definitely feeling it on our end from a volume standpoint and even a speculation standpoint. People are just not moving product like they did before. They're hanging on to their capital and it's definitely being passed on to us, but we're built and focused for the future. And, you know, I think we're going to come through this a stronger company, but it's definitely painful.
You had done some things before this pandemic hit to actually grow Golding Barge Lines, right? You had made a $20 million investment into new people and new boats and all that jazz. Is that lost money now? I mean, how are you feeling about that?
Well, yeah, I tell you, I feel pretty good about it. But, yeah, it was definitely something. If we had known this was coming, that investment probably would have been dialed back. But, look, I mean, we have everything working as of today, minus about 10% of our fleet. And, you know, in the moment, it's easy to say, yeah, I wish we hadn't made that kind of investment or that large of an investment. But at the same time, I feel like we're going to be thankful we did in the long run. That investment is around assets that are going to last 30 to 40 years and the boat and barge improvements and expansions that we've done. So in the moment, yeah, it feels like a black eye, but black eyes heal.
Austin Golding down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. He runs a family business. It's called the Golding Barge Lines. Austin, thanks a bunch, man. Take care.
Absolutely, Kai. Thank you.